Praised be Jesus and Mary. Most everyone, you know, likes being invited to a social event. You know, we enjoy the good company, the fellowship, and of course the great food. Now, there's one feast to which we're all invited. You know, the greatest feast of them all, the banquet of heaven. And Jesus issued this invitation to the chief priests and to us, you know, in the form of a parable in today's gospel. And the book of Revelation, you know, talks of the church as the bride of the Lamb. So the King, that is God the Father, you know, gave a feast for his son's wedding. And the King sent his servants, the prophets of the Old Testament, to invite people to the wedding, but they wouldn't come. You know, the chosen people weren't living faithfully, you know, according to the covenant. So God the Father sends more prophets, but they wouldn't listen to them either. In fact, they mistreated them and even killed some of them. As a result, the king was so enraged that he sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Now, you know, our Lord could be alluding to the destruction of Jerusalem by the Romans in 70 AD. And the king said, you know, the feast is ready, but those who were invited weren't worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. And we know the church in the first century was becoming less and less Jewish and more Gentile. The chosen people largely rejected the invitation from Jesus, but huge numbers of non-Jews flocked into the church. Isaiah's word from God in the first reading was that in the future, you know, not just the Jews would be the chosen people, but all peoples would be chosen and invited to God's banquet that is prepared for all peoples, a feast of rich food and pure, choice wines. You know, and even though all are invited, you know, there's a warning at the end of the parable in the gospel. The king noticed someone at the wedding banquet not wearing a wedding garment and ordered him to be thrown out. And we can understand this to mean that the man wasn't living a good life. He wasn't living like one invited by God to his banquet. Yes, we're all invited to the feast in the kingdom of heaven, but we're to come to the feast properly dressed with unspotted baptismal robes, you know, clothed in sanctifying grace, you know, living good lives that show that we're worthy to attend the banquet. So what remains for us to ponder is, you know, if we're properly clothed, you know, not living, if we're not properly clothed, you know, not living good Christian lives, God, in his great mercy, has given us the means of washing our garment in the sacrament of reconciliation. And as we receive the sacrament of Christ's love and mercy, our robes are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Many people today, they believe that we're all going to heaven. What our Lord tells us is that we're all invited to heaven, but we need to be properly dressed, living a good life, in order to be granted admittance to the kingdom. St. Paul's letter to the Colossians gives us advice about what clothes, a Christian is to put on. He writes, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If one has a grievance against another, as the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection." The invitation is delivered. The question is, are we properly attired?